Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Quick heads up, 6 items today, and the headline is a shift in how teams build robot software. Guardrails are moving from theory into the cloud-native SDLC. The question for robotics engineers is operational. How do you bake safety and policy into deployments, not just models?
Right. It's less about a checkbox and more about continuous enforcement. Think signed artifacts, runtime policy hooks, and telemetry that flags drift before it becomes a fleet incident. That flips security toward lifecycle automation.
That ties neatly into the full-stack AI debate. Google's framing forces a tougher test. Vendors can own layers, but can the stack survive real-time constraints and partial failures in the field?
Survival means partitioning models, graceful degradation, and clear fallbacks. If network drops or an edge GPU throttles, the stack has to hand off capabilities predictably, not crash the mission.
On the hardware side, an unlikely proof point: pool cleaners. They're moving from random bump and wander patterns to sensing-driven coverage with mapping and measurable metrics.
Operationally, that raises solid questions. How accurate is the map when sensors foul? How tolerant is the planner to lost odometry? And does the service economics justify shipping a higher-end unit?
Speaking of economics, Perception's legal reset and $11 million seed is a reminder. Funding and cleared legal paths matter, but they don't replace the hard work of integration and testing for robot hands and autonomy stacks.
Exactly. Capital buys time and pilots, but the real investor signal is repeatable field performance. Grippers that work on lab fixtures often fail in the wild. That's where deployment discipline pays off.
We're also seeing agent stacks get bolder. Multi-step planning, tool use, data-driven decisions. That uptick in capability is exciting for humanoids and industrial arms.
Exciting, yes, but every gain must contend with edge constraints. Quantization, scheduling, model distillation. If agents can't run within CPU, GPU, and power budgets, those capabilities never reach production.
Then there's the sovereign angle. Air-gapped models from Palantir and NVIDIA promise control for sensitive deployments, which matters for defense and regulated industries.
But the trade-off is real. Air gaps slow iteration, add compliance overhead, and make integration with cloud tooling harder. Teams choosing that path need to budget for slower cycles and heavier ops.
Pulling these threads together, the recurring theme is deployment primitives. Guardrails, observability, and operational SLAs are what turn research into reliable robots.
If you're evaluating vendors or startups, look for specific proofs, telemetry that ties to rollback, component SLAs, and benchmarks that reflect intermittent connectivity and sensor degradation.
For fielded products, from pool cleaners to humanoid manipulators, practical metrics matter. Mapping accuracy under noise, energy per task, and service cost per operational hour.
And don't be swayed by full-stack marketing. Ask for failure modes, degraded behaviors, and live demos that simulate edge conditions. Those reveal whether the stack is resilient or brittle.
Synthesis. Technological progress in physical AI is necessary but not sufficient. The real advance is coupling models to deployment primitives, guardrails, edge fit, and a sustainable service model. That's the lens team should use.
Good note to end on. We'll keep tracking how these deployment patterns mature and which teams actually deliver reliable performance in the wild. Thanks for listening. Catch you next roundup.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.